Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is great to be joined right now by a Hall of Famer who is a two-time World Series champ with the We Are Family Pirates in 79 and then with the Minnesota Twins in 1987, a team that retired his number 28, and he joins me right now. He, of course, is part of the Twins broadcast team as well on television. Bert Blyleven joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Bert, how are we doing tonight?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. It's great to have you, and great to talk some baseball with you. I guess let's start with the Twins. And, you know, just looking at that AL Central right now, you know, there's three teams, I think, in that division, Bert, that I would categorize as rebuilding baseball teams, and the Twins aren't one of them. They made the playoffs last year. Paul Molitor did a great job. What's the optimism level right now in the Twin Cities, and how much is it tempered right now by the injury to Irvin Santana?
Well, I think when you lose an ace like Irvin Santana, of course that affects the whole ball club. But I think, what they're trying to do in Minnesota is that they know they're coming off a good year. Paul, of course, manager of the year last year. I think on the everyday player-wise, I think the Twins are pretty well set in every position. It all comes down to starting pitching. I think baseball experts are going to look at Cleveland and say they are the forefront team to beat in the Central Division in the American League. But the Twins are there, and you're right. Detroit, Kansas City, Chicago kind of all going through a rebuilding program. And there's so many games played within your division. I think the Twins, what they're trying to do is just kind of, if they can, go head-to-head with Cleveland, and hopefully the other teams, you beat them up when you play them.
Does the trade for Odorizzi he's not Irvin Santana, obviously, but he's a capable arm. Does that boost the optimism level back up a little bit at least?
I think so, too. And then you got Anibal Sanchez that they just kind of gave an invitation to a couple days ago. Here's a guy that was an outstanding pitcher for the Detroit Tigers the last couple years. I think the game maybe got away from him a little bit. Hard breaks, little, breaks here or there, but he's always been a pretty healthy pitcher. For the last week, I've been working out actually with the pitchers and catchers, and Anibal Sanchez threw today, and he looked pretty good, and I think different, maybe sometimes change of sceneries might be good. He's 34 years old, his career, maybe a lot of people thinking it's coming toward a close, so that gives that player a little extra incentive. You don't know what you're going to get. And with Odorizzi, you're getting a guy that, that was a big part of the Rays rotation, and you hope that he comes over and, gets a new life also and gets a new opportunity to step in there and pitch every fifth day.
I want to get your take, Bert, in a second on the other side of the Odorizzi thing, what's going on in Tampa Bay right now. But as long as we're talking about the Twins, I want to ask you about Joe Mauer. And as someone who covers the team, been part of that team, you yourself, you're in the Minnesota Twins Hall of Fame in addition to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Where is Joe Mauer's place in the universe of overall Minnesota Twins stars through the years?
Well, I mean, he's won three batting titles. Those as a catcher. No other catcher has ever done that. Joe, I think, last year kind of had a breakthrough season from the two or three previous years. He had an outstanding year. I think for the first time in his career, it seems like Joe's taking that leadership role. along with Brian Dozier and Eduardo Escobar. These are the guys that are really helping the Buxtons, the Keplers, the Rosarios, the Sanos, to hopefully get to a place where the Twins can get into postseason again. And, you know, Joe's a great athlete. He was, you know, he could have probably been an NFL quarterback, you know, or a basketball player. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's had a great career in Minnesota. This is his final year on his contract. Of course, people are going to ask him, Joe, is this it? He doesn't know. He wants to just, you know, hopefully have the season he had last year and help to contribute toward a playoff-type atmosphere.
Bert Blylevin, Hall of Famer, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Bert, circling over to Tampa Bay, because we saw they made some moves, including the Odorizzi trade. They made a few moves this weekend that just looks like a team that's kind of stripping it down to the studs. And maybe this is a question that goes beyond the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, but that approach to team rebuilding, we're seeing it in Miami. We're kind of seeing it in other places, too. And maybe the Astros are partially at fault because they did it 5 years ago, and now look at them. Just your general thoughts on rebuilding a team and what it means to a fan base to have to watch a team, you know, take its payroll down into the, you know, the $40, $50 million range.
Well, you know what? I'm sad to say that's kind of the way that seems like maybe, you know, about a maybe 10 to 12 major league teams are looking at their roster now and saying, you know, do we want to spend $100 million on a free agent if we are not in contention? So it's hard to say. Of course, I think if you're a Tampa Bay Ray fan, I live in Florida, I watch the Rays, they need a new stadium. They need to find, baseball needs to find a different way for them to generate revenue so they can go out in the free market. They don't have to do what they've done over the years, and that's you know, kind of eliminate a lot of great players and give them to other teams. So it's something that baseball, I'm sure, is looking at very hard, and hopefully they'll get a new stadium to where they can create more revenue to keep, you know, the older Reese's or Archers or guys like that in a Rays uniform.
It feels like
Longoria. Look at Evan Longoria going to San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it feels like this is just the cycle, because I feel like these are the conversations that we were actually having about the Twins back in like the late 90s and early 2000s when there was talk of contraction, right?
Well, yeah, you can talk about contraction all you want. You know, Twins were looking for a new stadium and as a way, I think, to, you know, generate the interest in that community. To build Target Field. It's a beautiful ballpark. So, yeah, the clubs go through that. The Twins, every club goes through that. You know, the Yankees themselves are kind of cutting back, and they don't want to get into luxury taxes. Same for the Dodgers.
Yep, that's right. No, that luxury tax is punitive, boy. Bert Blylevin joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Along those lines, Bert, just in observing the free agency market this offseason, I mean, Jake Arrieta is still sitting out there. Last I checked, guy who was an ace for a World Series team a couple of years ago. As a former player, what are your thoughts just kind of watching how this free agent market has unfolded and all these big names that are still sitting out there with spring training underway?
Well, someone that came up in 1970 that went through the first lockout and strikes and went through them all the way up until 1991, I was able to play 23 years. I hope that these players realize what Marvin Miller and what the reserve clause did for where the salary structure is today. Of course, the revenue from, you know, big network money help, but the salary structures, I think, to a normal person, and I think I'm normal, is way out of line. But the clubs are willing to give Eric Hosmer $144 million for 8 years. Good for him. Is that good for the system? I don't know. Is Arrieta, you know, you look what you Darvish signed for. How much is enough? And I think sometimes, I think as an older player from the old school, kind of looks and says, you know, exactly what is enough for a player? Is not $15 or $20 million enough?
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think GMs are getting smarter too about, you know, kind of free agency dollars versus some of the, you know, what they're getting out of some of the younger guys. I mean, I think we're seeing that here in Houston where I am and with Minnesota. Along those lines, Bert, just your thoughts on the Houston Astros, the World Series champs, and some of the moves they've made coming into the season, going and getting Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander in year two here.
Well, they got two horses right there, and that's good for them. They're a team, as you mentioned, John, that, you know, 4 or 5 years ago had to go through the rebuilding program. They got some draft picks. They got Correa. They got Altuve. They got, you know, Springer. They put together a very good ball club, and they look like they're a club right now to contend with for many years to come because they are adding to a very good puzzle, and their puzzle got them a World Series championship last year. So you tip your hat to them, but then the smaller markets that right now are maybe looking after the Astros saying, hey, you know, they did it. Why can't we do it? As long as our fans understand we're rebuilding for 3, 4, 5 years, maybe that's the thing to do. And I think a lot of clubs are looking at it that way.
Bert Blyleven, Hall of Famer, joining me here on CBS Sports Radio. Bert, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk some baseball. Enjoy spring training, and hope to do it again with you down the road when the season gets here.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.